There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Morning. It's time to get up.
With Jason and Alexis in the morning here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer.
That's
in
not
for Jason.
At all.
Not creepy.
Gonna get creepier. Just wait. That creepy gremlin voice over there is Alexis Thompson. The other less creepy but equally bizarre voice is Dawn McClain. Hi, ladies.
Good morning.
Hello, Bradley Trainer.
It's so nice to be back with you today. I'll be here with you all week while Jason is winning big bucks. In Vegas.
Yes.
Yes.
Right now.
Gambling every day?
Well, I hope.
Remember, he alternates. He goes to the pool.
Right.
And then they go and see a show.
Gamble and show. Yep. Gotcha. Yep.
It's a relaxing, great time for them.
Yeah. I love to run through a casino and lose money. Although I will say most recently at my trip to the casino.
Has been fruitful?
Was very fruitful.
Oh.
So I wish good things for all people. You can all win the jackpot this morning, though,
yes.
By having a good old cup of something.
Yeah.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
That's my signature.
That's a great noise.
Vacuum insulated clean canteen.
Oh, let me hear that again. Wow.
Sounds like I'm in a
portaloo.
It does. You got the double insulated.
It's very good. I got me some Cuban coffee, kids.
Oh, yeah. Get you going. So, how is your coffee this morning? Is it tasty?
It's saving my life.
Yeah? Okay.
I didn't sleep very much last night.
Oh, no.
So, I feel like I've achieved a brand new focus. Or level of morning showness.
Yeah.
I feel like I've joined your club.
Yeah, you're fully in
by
now.
By having, you know, less than the requisite five hours of sleep.
What's your normal sleep?
I like to sleep
hours.
Like 7 hours a night.
Oh my God, wow. If I could ever do that. That wouldn't that
sounds
be great?
Amazing.
I don't even know what that's like.
Last night it was four, so
yeah, that's
good
more...
things today.
This is going to be a great show today. That's what that means.
I'm really excited. So you...
This is like us.
How was your coffee, by the way?
Oh, fantastic. It's French roasty, deep, dark, and fantastic.
Smells kind of like French toast. Dawn, you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got the same pod. We're sharing the same box of pods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, pod sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
We can all be pod sisters today. Once I refill, once I get done with my jet fuel,
yeah,
I'm going to head over to Pod Town.
Time for pods.
It's keeping me awake because...
okay, so you were up till 11.
What happened?
Yeah.
So normally when I filled in on the morning show, I have no problem. I take a little nap during the day and then I love sleep. And I don't know if I'm just getting older, if it's this Cuban jet fuel coffee I've been on since we got back from our cruise, but
it was pretty easy
yesterday. I was up until 11 o'clock doing my taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's the worst reason to be up until 11.
Yeah, the whole time I'm like...
why did I wait?
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to pay taxes. The site, really quickly, here's what happened.
Well, because yesterday you were touting how easy it is.
I know.
You just get on your website, clickety-click-click, yeah. In 20 minutes, done.
The universe was listening, and the universe was like, watch this, honey. So... The site that I normally use, because I'm cheap and I don't have anything, right? Like, I have one job, I have one W-2, I have no property. It's like, you know, I have a very easy life. Thank God. I'm very grateful. That said, the site that I normally use, I just go clickety-clack, enter a few things. It saves everything from previous years. So I just like, I don't even have to fill anything in.
Yeah.
Oh, I get onto that site last night at 9 o'clock because I had to clean at the firm. I do that once a week. Told Jim cheap. And clickety-clack. Our site is under maintenance currently. We should be back shortly.
Surely.
He's like, don't come back.
I'm like, who does maintenance?
The day
that's before taxes are due on a tax website.
Well, I'm sure that it was probably crashing because there were so many people on it.
Everybody had the same idea. Mm-hmm. And you should I immediately did what we do in this business. I start Googling, and I went to social media, and this tax site, I'm not even going to say their name because they don't deserve any advertising other than do not go there. No, every year it's been fine up until this year. But their social media, somebody was not abused. There were so many, because think about it. These are people that, like, even if you filed your taxes, some people will wait till the last minute to actually do the clickety clack thing to pay.
Yep.
And a bunch of people clearly showed up at the last minute, and it finally, by about 9:30, I was like, all right, we're done. We're out. I'm moving on. So I went to another tax software that you can do online, but it's one that I've never done before. So I had to start from scratch.
No.
So they're like, if you have your previous year's taxes saved as a PDF, we can just upload this and we'll be on our way. And I'm like, I didn't download last year's because it's just sitting on that pretty website.
Sure, of course, right.
So learn a valuable lesson.
Uh-huh.
Did you take your file?
I had to pull out all the paperwork.
Yep.
I don't have a hard copy, so I'm doing this thing, but there's a silver lining.
Okay.
Wait for it. I get through all that madness. It turns out I've been overpaying for the last couple of years.
What?
Yeah, apparently the new place that I'm at was like, honey, you don't need to pay that. You got some stuff over here. You're good.
You got hosed.
So I've been getting hosed. So it's kind of like a blessing in disguise. So I found out.
Well, you can,
I had to pay a little more for the privilege of learning this.
Yeah.
But
that's
I saved more.
That's tax deductible next year,
I've saved more. Oh, it is tax deductible?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. I did not know that. Okay.
And has it been 7 years? I mean, did they go way back? I mean, how much information did you put into this website? Because you can refile.
I might just do that.
7 years back.
Yeah, you can refile. You should.
I mean, we're talking like hundreds of dollars here. We're not talking thousands, probably.
Oh, but still,
I thought I was gonna have to, my check was gonna be a little fatter to the government of the United States of America.
Mm. Oh,
why?
Nice.
I don't know, but.
Well, it wasn't.
Yeah. So anyway, I ended up at 11 o'clock when I finally logged off and I was like, we got to go to bed, kids. My dog's like sitting next to me on the couch.
Join us.
Jamie is long since gone and to bed. And I was like, next year, you know, thank you, Jesus. Next year, we're doing it with these people over here.
Yeah.
And I downloaded the PDF. Don't worry. So I don't have to do this rigmarole next year.
See, this is what happens, right?
But I feel
your little hurdles, and then you learn from that.
I feel like, I don't know, because you normally do your taxes in advance. You don't wait till the last minute.
Well, no, we kind of waited till we met with our professional, which we can't believe we even have to do that now, but last week.
Okay, good.
So, but she did file an extension, so we actually have to go in and sign our papers. So that's this week.
Oof.
Yep.
Okay.
Fun
that
stuff.
Sounds fun. So the fun continues. But
and she's upset with us because we need to start doing it. We need to do it like in February.
She has so many people doing this. Poor thing.
Yeah. She fit us in. And I mean, we go way back in the day. I mean, we used to be the worst clients because we wouldn't have what we needed.
Yeah.
We'd always have to send
you've got
emails
a business,
after.
You've got a lot of stuff going on. You've got lots of files. And I don't. And it was still complicated for me. Because people have often said, just go to somebody, do that. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally turn me away.
Yeah, they're like, you don't have enough.
You're
don't
like,
pay us.
You don't need to pay us money because it's not worth it. It's not worth your time. Just go fill out the form online. So,
yes,
we are so grateful. And trust me, when I wake up this morning, I'm like, oh, I only slept 4 hours. I'm grateful because I'm going to a job and I was up late because I was paying for the privilege of being paid every week.
You can hang out with us and my talkers. Come on.
Wow. And I don't know where this gratitude is coming from, Dawn. Hold on to it.
Like, hey.
But I think part of it is, too, the day that we had yesterday, was this not a day yesterday for a little bit of reflection on how lucky we are?
Oh,
mostly because of the biggest story of the day.
Yes, Notre Dame.
Yeah, the Notre Dame Cathedral. This was after our show.
Yes.
Which was evening time in Paris. Everybody is clearly aware that Notre Dame Cathedral had a massive fire. I don't remember. I think you guys were gone, perhaps, when I started. I think I was sitting with Donna, actually.
You were, you were taking a nap on the couch when I left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a long story. It's totally normal around here, by the way.
You couldn't go home.
There were people at my house, and I didn't want to.
Oh, God, I hate like, that so much.
Can I just sleep here in my own home?
So instead, I slept on the couch. But then I was sitting with Donna and going through social media, and we were immediately like, oh, my God, what is this?
Yeah.
And we saw the pictures of the flames shooting out of Notre Dame Cathedral. Like, it was, it was.
It just ripped through the structure. It just.
So fast.
Yeah, it was. And everyone's reactions, too.
How did it start? Do we know?
From what I've read, and please correct me because you probably read more than I have on this particular story, but that it was accidental, that's all we know, and that there was construction or at least renovation or some kind of work going on within the cathedral that very likely is
somehow related. How bad do you feel if you're that guy or girl?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, and it was on fire for 8 hours.
Was it not fascinating? And I'm sure a lot of people had this feeling as well, watching it on social media or maybe watching it on cable news. You had this feeling of, why aren't they doing more?
Yeah.
Because it was hard to see where the people were.
Don't you just get a fire truck and start hosing that thing down?
Well, in fact, they were. The problem is we couldn't see it from the vantage point that we had. So you had people popping off on social media like, just... You bring in big buckets of water.
Yeah.
Oh, like I'm sure the French don't know how to fight fires. You know, they've only been around for thousands of years. They don't know what they're doing. But no, they had been fighting. There were like 500 firefighters.
Oh, yeah. They really worked hard on that. And one of them seriously injured due to that. But yeah, you know, it's just people's reactions is what really got me, because, you know, I'm so glad I got to, you know, be a part of this beautiful thing and witness it. And, you know, whatever it was, or, you know, posting pictures of when you know, they went there. And you're just like, wow. I mean, because really, a lot of that stuff is irreplaceable.
Part of me, you know, we live in the age of social media, so everything is always people, you know, like how, like you tune into social media to see the story, and what you are instantly fed is everybody's reaction to the story, which is understandable. It gets a little like stressful at first because you're like, okay,
I just want to know the details.
I need to know the details.
I don't necessarily want to know what Betty from Anoka. Not no offense to Betty.
We love Betty from Anoka, but you don't even want to see my photo. So like I did not, and I'm sure everybody did this. You have that thought, like, well, I shouldn't say everybody. Everybody who has not been to Notre Dame Cathedral, because I have yet to go.
I have not.
You know, it's a shame. It's a cultural shame of mine.
None of us have.
But you instantly think, which is so selfish, you know, this thing is going up in flames. You think, well, I didn't get to go there before it, you know, it burned down.
That's true. That's so true.
But I think that's a real feeling, in the same way that it's a real feeling for people who want to post their photos of it.
Which is, you know, what they are saying that they're going to do. Even then, you know, from the 12th century, you can't get that exact look back.
No, they can do amazing things. And here's the thing. The main structure was saved. The two iconic towers, they were saved. It was mostly the roof and the spire, which was just tragic and heartbreaking to watch collapse in on itself. But French billionaires... Instantly, you saw this part of the story pop up, that billionaires across France have committed to, you know, millions upon millions, if not billions of euros to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral.
And back to your point, Bradley, you were saying, you know, you felt bad for what about me? I didn't get to go see it. Mm-hmm. And then equally, maybe a little icky about people posting pictures. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were saying? What was your thought on that?
Yeah. So I think my takeaway, my first reaction is like,
what about me?
I don't like, I know it's a human thing to say, what about me? But like, you know, my first thought is like, is everybody okay? Like, quickly we learned, most certainly we learned that people were okay, with the exception of one firefighter. Mm-hmm. But it is a quirk of human,
Me first.
To be like, look at me doing this thing over here that's kind of related. You know what I mean? Like,
I went there once.
Yeah.
Here's a picture.
Which
here's
I totally.
And then you see other people doing it. So you're like, well, I need to get my picture in Notre Dame out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
the pressure of social media.
Like, I went there. Now I got to do that.
Yeah. And I don't, I have not been there. So if it was, I'm trying to think of the example. Like,
would you have posted it somewhere in Rwanda?
Yes. If there was an iconic landmark in Rwanda, I would be like...
That refugee camp.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I would definitely post a photo. So I can relate to that. But, you know, it's just one of those things you realize when you're watching a story like this unfold. You can be an observer of human
I mean, even in my stories here for the Dirt Alert, one of the full stories is check out celebrity reactions to the fire at Notre Dame.
Now that's just.
I mean, I don't care. I'm not going to read that story, guys. Yeah. Just so you know.
That does nothing to tell me anything about the story.
What a celebrity feels about it, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't Who do we want to hear from? Do we want to hear from the 400 firefighters that were there? Do we want to hear from the, you know, the bellhop who...
What I do appreciate is that people, that it does allow people to have a connection with something that's beyond themselves. And I think we were talking a little bit about this really quickly, that... that buildings, you know, are not people. And we talked about how oftentimes people are horrible, but buildings are not like, but people can be attached to buildings and institutions and things.
And care more about that than people.
And memories of...
Which I don't know that some days that's a bad thing, Dawn. Sometimes buildings deserve more than some people do.
Uh-oh.
Trust me.
All right. Well, on that note, let's take a break when we come back.
Yeah.
this guy keeps winning on Jeopardy.
Yes.
Could he break records? He already has, and maybe more. We'll talk about him next.
Good morning, and welcome back to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm Bradley Trainer, along with Alexis Thompson, and of course, Dawn McClain. Join My Talk 107.1's Lori and Julia at the 2019 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, Sunday, May 12th at Southdale. Team Loj members get a Team Loj t-shirt, Team Loj socks, and a special treat. From popped corn. Oh, that popcorn is so good.
That dill pickle one.
Oh my gosh. Southwest Hot Wing.
Oh,
I can taste it in my mouth, girls.
Oh, we like the savory, don't we?
Learn more at mytalk1071.com. Keyword race. Okay, so.
Yes.
You know, we got started off talking about some heavy stuff. Heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah, well, it's what's happening in the world.
But
that's what we do.
There's some light stuff, too.
Yes.
There's some really good news for one lucky individual.
Oh, my gosh. This guy on Jeopardy. What? Did we talk about him in like 2 weeks ago?
Sure,
his
I wasn't here.
His name is James Holzhier.
Holzhier?
Okay. Hauer?
Better than Holzlower.
Holzhauer.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably just crushed his name, just like he's crushing Jeopardy right now. He's dominated now. He's a professional Vegas sports bettor. And so when we first talked about him, he won the single day winnings, like the most winnings, which was over $110,000.
I remember seeing that headline.
And now he has cruised through a five-day streak. He will definitely be in the Tournament of Champions in the future, but Monday he took his dominance to another level.
Oh, boy.
What does dominance in Jeopardy mean? I used to, by the way,
winning
used
a ton of money.
Okay, so like how much?
Oh, wait, so are you still really into Jeopardy?
No, it's one of those things where every once in a while I'm like, is Jeopardy still on?
Yeah.
Because it's just been on for so long. I used to, my friend Sonali in high school. Her name is not Sonali in high school. Her name is Sonali. From high school.
Yes.
She and I would call each other when we got home. This is how nerdy we are.
Oh, my gosh.
After
about
school.
About Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Oh.
And like we would play Jeopardy.
Oh, you would?
Like,
oh,
we would
cute.
Try to, like, you know, play on the phone.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's
come
adorable.
Come up with your own questions. And...
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, we'd watch Jeopardy.
Oh, you'd watch and play
so,
along.
Because it would be on at, like, what, 3:30, 4 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
How cute is that?
But... I didn't win thousands of dollars like this individual. You said he was a Vegas bookie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody wonder like how he's winning?
Well, here's the method to his madness. Well, first of all, he's won 8 straight days yesterday.
Right.
And he's won $460,500.
Holy buckets.
Which is the second all time in the show's history. Okay.
Wow.
So what he does is, you know, when the Double Jeopardy comes up, he will just wager pretty much everything. He takes big risks.
Okay.
So, you know, for the Double Jeopardy, for, you know, the Final Jeopardy, he'll, you know, like all of it or making sure that he wins just, you know, with
by a dollar. Yeah.
By a dollar from the other people, even if they get it right, too, type thing.
Okay.
And that's how he's been able to do it.
He's got a strategery.
He's got some strategery. Yes. So that...
That's fascinating.
Really crazy.
Are you guys, do you think you would be good at Jeopardy, either of you?
No.
Oh, no. The pressure of the time and that I'm competing with people right next to me.
No.
Just because of that. Do I know the answers a lot of times sitting on my couch? Yeah.
Yeah.
But not in the moment with
have you ever wanted,
lights and cameras. No way.
Have you ever wanted to try out for Jeopardy?
I mean, no, because I just am afraid of failing. Okay. I don't want to. Just the thought of getting up there and having $0 just terrifies me.
Answering a question, too, you know, to remember that, to do the whole thing.
I just always feel like I'm going to be one of, because again, I sitting on my couch, I'm like, you know, I'm going to totally win. I don't know that I will.
Let's talk Coachella when we come back. Am I too old to go?